My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Lacey talk about hot wax, nipples, and timber. So listen and enjoy.
A flaming axe from another dimension almost killed Fake Davin as he battled Neandernoos. Unfortunately, Fake Davin could not vanquish Neandernoos from this home that he was habitating, so the people had to leave. So that's what happened last week. We will pick up with that. So I hope I caught you guys up with that. I know if you're just jumping on now, it doesn't really make sense. But you know what? It is on the Davin Comedy page in the Davin's Den video section. Go to videos there. And it's also on Davin Comedy YouTube. And, of course, it's also on last week's podcast. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it. If you want to hear it, you can hear it. If you want to get caught up, we're not that far into it. But anyway.
And don't forget the scammer clips that we do, too. We've had years of that where we're just totally fucking these people up.
Yes. We've been doing this nonsense for quite some time.
Yes.
So we will continue. Lacey asks, can I ask you a question? And I say, no. And she says, okay. And then she asks a question. She goes, what's your kind of woman like? I say, LOL. So when you asked, can I ask you a question? And I said, no, you took that as yes. She said, yes. And I put a little laugh. And she put a little laughing emoji. So I said, so then why did you ask if you could ask? Fake Davin's being a pain in the ass.
Yes, he's a federal case.
He most certainly is. She's like, because I'm interested in getting to know more about you. Now, she wants to get to know more about me so she can build up a closeness as quickly as possible in the hopes of separating me from my money, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but she says that she wants to get to know more about you, but whenever you say something that she doesn't like, she just glosses right over it.
Yeah, I've told her about me. She hasn't really taken an interest.
I know.
And I got to tell you, this Fake Davin is very interesting.
Oh, I'll say.
So I go, but why ask if you could ask when you were going to ask no matter what I said? She goes, LOL. She goes, don't know, with a sad emoji. She goes, I won't ask anything again. I go, imagine if I said, can I tie you up and put hot wax on your nipples, and you said no. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, really?
Then I go, by the way, can I tie you up and pour hot wax on your nipples? And I put the little emoji with the little hearts in the eyes. And she said, yes.
What?
She said, yes.
Whoa, she's a goer.
I like this scammer. She's willing to dance. Let's dance, woman. You with your big boobs, fake as the fucking person you're portraying to be. Fucking, I love it. So I go, nice, and I blow her an emoji kiss. She goes, but remember that you must also take my yes for no.
What?
She goes, my yes means no. And then she laughs. I go, well, that is confusing. Is that something you learned in Nigeria?
Oh.
She goes, don't know. She goes, now answer my question. I go, yes. She goes, okay. And I go, how was your weekend? She goes, I miss chatting with you. You're always so full of, I go, I miss chatting with you. You're always so full of cheer. And she said, same here. And then she said, happy Monday. And I said, happy Monday, sweetie. And she goes, same to you. And she asked how I'm doing. And I guess I didn't answer proper quickly because she had a bunch of question marks. I go, thank you. I am well, getting ready for a journey. What are you up to? She goes, nothing much. My day is coming to an end already. I ask her if her work was productive. She goes, yes. She goes, I deal with timbers.
Wait,
you deal with timbers?
Timbers, Joe. So you used to be a lumberjack, so this might be your area of expertise.
Oh, okay.
I go, timbers? Like trees? She goes, yes. I go, what do you do with timbers? She goes, I supply for the construction companies. I go, oh.
Oh, okay. Well, at least she's still on point. She remembers what she does.
Yeah. Then I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. I go, sad for the environment. She goes, how is that? I go, cutting all the trees. She goes, that's why I'm here in Nigeria, because it's legal, like scamming.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.